The title and subject of the message this morning is this: The Bible in One Line. The Bible in One Line. I'm reading from John chapter 14, verse 6, in which the Lord Jesus Christ says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The Bible in one line. In 9 one-syllable words, the Lord Jesus Christ sums up the whole Bible. He sums up the infinite wisdom, mind, and will of God Almighty in one line. He sums up what every person, place, and thing in the Bible means, what every story illustrates. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Later, Paul the Apostle built on these words. He said in 3 words, "Christ is all." All the will of God, all the mind of God, all the purpose of God, all the salvation of God. All a person needs to know, to believe, to know God, to know the unknown, to see the unseen, to live forever or have eternal life. I hope you are interested. I hope the Spirit of God will make you so, will give you a desire to know, to hear, and receive what the Lord Jesus Christ says here. The Bible in one line. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is the gospel. This is the word of truth. Now let's consider it. Consider 3 things with me. The fact of this, or the truth of it. Secondly, the wonder of it. The mercy, the love, the grace of God in this. And thirdly, the power of it. Christ says, "I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now, he is speaking of God, God Almighty, the Creator, calling him his Father. Later he says to his disciples, "I go to my Father and your Father." God is not the Father of all mankind. He is the Creator of all. Our Lord said that plainly to some Pharisees one time. He said, "You're of your father, the devil." He said, "If God were your father, you would love me." No, God is not the father of all mankind, but he is the father of his people, his chosen people, his elect, those who are born of God, those who are adopted of God, those who are in Christ, the firstborn among many brethren. So he is speaking of God, his Father, and God the Father, he said, Christ said in John 6:45, that all his children will be taught of God. And they're taught the truth of this, the fact of this, that no man cometh unto the Father but by Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the way." The only way to know God, the only way to know the unseen God is through Jesus Christ. God is Spirit. No man hath seen God. No man knoweth the Father but the Son. This is what Christ said. No man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him, will declare him. No man hath seen God at any time. Yet, the only begotten, bodily image, person, Son of God, came to reveal God in the flesh, God manifest in the flesh. The only way to know God, the mind, the will, the purpose, the ways, the character, the salvation of God is through Jesus Christ. We can know something of God's eternal power and Godhead through the creation. The heavens declare that glory of his, the firmament showeth his handiwork, and yet the person of God, the character of God, the ways of God, the will of God, the mind of God is only known and seen and understood through Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh. The only way to approach God, to worship God, to come to God is through Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, God revealed to his chosen people, Israel, 3 ways you must come to God: through a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice, a lamb, through a high priest, one mediator, one spokesman, one man between God and men, and through a tabernacle that contained a mercy seat and an ark. Well, these three things represent the Lord Jesus Christ. These three are one person. He is the way to approach God. He is the Lamb of God. He is the only high priest. He is the mercy seat of God. He is the ark of God. The only way to approach God. The only way to worship God. The only way to be accepted by God. The only way God will allow us into His presence, to be with Him, to be in His heaven someday. In the garden, man lost three things. He lost three things in the garden when he rebelled against God, when he became a sinner through his own rebellious will. Man lost the knowledge of God. Man lost the way to God, and man lost communion with God. He lost these things. He was ignorant of who God is. He lost the truth of God. God rejected him or sent him out of the garden. He can no longer commune with God. And he lost his understanding of God, the knowledge of God, communion with God. He became dead to God. And the only way he could come back to God is through a blood sacrifice which represented the Lord Jesus Christ. God is holy. We are not. God is light. We dwell in darkness. Christ came to make His people holy and righteous by imputing that righteousness to them. God, through Christ, came to give light to those that sit in darkness. Not to show the light, but give light. To be the light. Righteousness imputed and sin punished. Christ did all of that. Christ is the only way a human being can get to God. He must be our righteousness, and He must be our Lamb, our sin bearer. Then Christ said, I am the truth, definite article. When He said, I am the way, that excludes all other ways. I am the way. There is no other Messiah. And He says here, I am the truth. There are no other Messiahs. He is the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, the only truth. Messiah. He said, I am the truth. Who is God? Jesus Christ is God. The truth of God's person, His character, His mind, His will, the truth of salvation. The truth of salvation. It is all in Christ. It is nothing of man. Christ did it all. Christ came to do the Father's will. He came to fulfill the law for His people. Man has sinned and come short of the glory of God. Christ, as a man, a substitute, a covenant head for His people, came to fulfill that law, not show us how to keep it. We can't keep it. Christ did. He kept it for His people as their covenant head, as their law fulfiller. And He imputed, God imputed or charged that righteousness which Jesus Christ accomplished through His life, He charged it to His people. And they have kept the law in Christ. And then Christ came to be their sin bearer, their punishment, to bear the wrath of God, like Noah's ark bore the wrath of God, the rain that fell upon and flooded the whole world. That rain fell upon the ark, and those in the ark were spared the wrath of God. But Christ, hanging on Calvary's tree, bore the wrath and judgment and punishment of God against the sins of His people. Not all men and women. If Christ died for all men and women, all human beings, then all would be saved, because the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, is payment for sin. Whoever Christ died for, their sins are paid for. He is the salvation of God's people. He is the sin bearer of God's people. This is the truth. There is no truth in any other religion but Jesus Christ. True Christianity is Christ only. There is no other Messiah. There is no other wisdom, true wisdom. All else is foolishness, 1 Corinthians 1 says. There is no knowledge of God, no true knowledge of the unseen God, except through Jesus Christ. And He said, I am the life, the life of God, eternal life. Scripture says, he that believeth on the Son hath life. He that hath the Son hath life. Anyone and everyone who knows not Jesus Christ who has no faith in Him, no love for Him, no need for Him, no understanding of Him, no relationship with Him, they are dead in trespasses and sin. They may have religion. They may have some material or human or earthly understanding of this or that and the other, but they don't know God. They do not have spiritual life, spiritual understanding. They are dead. They do not have life. They are in darkness, and they are under the wrath of God. This is what Jesus Christ said. And if anyone tries to come to God any other way, they will be rejected by God and cast into outer darkness. That's the truth of it. That's the fact of it. Here's the wonder of it. Here's the amazement of it. Here's the mercy and the grace and the love of it. That God would come to this earth to begin with. That God would love any of these rebellious creatures. All have sinned. All by nature hate God. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. None righteous. Romans 3 clearly describes mankind by nature. None good. All have rebelled against God. Man would not think of God unless God thought on him. That God would come and do what he did for such worthless creature, that Jesus Christ would come and take their blame and take their sin and give unto them his reward, his righteousness, is unthinkable. That's why it's called the unspeakable gift. The wonder of it, the amazement of it, that God would become a man to do this for such worthless creatures as we are. Oh, do you wonder? Are you amazed by it? Do you glory in this? This is what Paul said. God forbid I should glory save in the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. And then there's the power of it. The power of it. Paul said in Ephesians 1, those who believe, believe according to the working of his mighty power. Salvation's a miracle. It's a new birth. It's the gift of spiritual life to raise someone from the dead. To give new life. It's to open blind eyes and deaf ears. To give understanding of what they did not know. To believe what they can't see. To hear what others cannot and will not hear. To see the unseeable. To know the unknowable. To open blind eyes. Like that blind man given sight who was amazed, who wondered, who worshiped God. He said, this much I know. I once was blind and now I see. The miracle of it, the power of it, the glory of it is that God in mercy and grace through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ has translated some from the power of sin and darkness, delivered them from captivity, delivered them from sin, Satan, and death into the kingdom of his dear Son. From sons of Adam to sons of God, all one way. By Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. What about you? Do you know these things? The fact of them? Oh, do you see and marvel at the glory of it? And oh, have you experienced the life-giving power of it? If not, call, ask, seek, knock, that he might show you and put you in the way. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. And next Sunday, God bless his word. Amen.